Blog Talk Radio.
Audience out there, you're listening to the Taz and Paula Show. We're an international program where you can share what's going on in the universe with news that's not heard in the news. And I'm Paula Nunes.
And I'm Taz Powers. Paula and I are always on the lookout for natural remedies, aren't we, Paula?
Oh, we sure are.
And in support for our bodies, as we know, everyone wants to know what works and what doesn't. And then, of course, we share this information with our listeners. Well, today we're speaking with Group A Kurosawa's chief scientist, Dr. Stephen Martin, regarding his compelling new book, If You Can Cook, You Can Make Powerful Topical Remedies for Hair Loss, Pain, and Herpes Infections, now available on Amazon.com. Which leverages the power of topical creams to support the health of some of today's most prevalent and chronic medical challenges. And he says, if you can cook, you can make powerful topical remedies to support the health of your body in ways you had never thought possible. Dr. Martin's book barely scratches the surface of what can be done with ingredients you never even thought of using. His book is a scientific document. It describes studies published in the scientific literature that the general public knows nothing about. Yet the information in these studies provides extremely useful information on how you, using the basic equipment in your own kitchen, can make powerful topical and oral formulations for effective and inexpensive healthy body support in many ways. He even tells you what the active ingredients are. How about that?
Yeah, we have the book, Taz, and I found it very interesting.
Oh, it is really great. Dr. Martin, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, can you give us a little background on how you got involved in all of this?
Well, Group Kurosawa got started about 8 years ago because friends of mine were tired of me complaining that there was so much information in public databases such as PubMed, which you can, you know, access just by typing in PubMed into Google, that were useful to the general public that didn't cost anything. And there's been a huge amount of information on there. Most of this stuff is very esoteric, you know, most people couldn't understand it. But some of it is completely understandable. And so we got together with my sister, who was, you know, a computer whiz, webmaster, and we put together a website, Group Kurosawa. And there's no reason for the name, you know, Group Kurosawa. and except for the fact we liked Kurosawa, who's the Japanese director, and so it was just, we just made it up, and it's caught fire. I mean, it's been there 8 years, and now I can't, you know, I get 50 emails a day, and people are, you know, I've written 1,500 blog essays on every conceivable topic, mostly cancer, but not only cancer. And so I have a, I have this very interesting group of people who contact me all the time. And if I don't blog, they, you know, for 3 days, they call me on the phone and want to know whether I'm dead or not, because I love blogging. I love doing it. And but I've been sick for a little bit while, but I'm fine now. And but that's how you really get started. And I thought, and I was telling people, I said, you know, you don't have to go to these places to have your, you know, hair remedies. I mean, I can tell you how to do it. And so one of my friends told me, he says, why don't you just write a little book about it? So I did. And it's published by a company that's owned by Amazon and sold by Amazon.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's great. So when the people are blogging you, are they blogging you with questions and you answer?
Oh, no. Yeah. When I was sick, I wasn't on the Internet for 12 days, and I had 500 emails, of which 250 were real. The others were just junk. And, yeah, they asked me all kinds of questions, and I try to answer every question that they ask me. So, you know, it's been, it makes you feel good, you know.
Oh, yeah. If you
what
can
more
reach
can I
out,
say?
Yeah, if you can reach out to the public and help in any way.
Yeah, because, you know, there are... There are two groups of people. There's one that thinks that anything, you know, anything regarding alternative medicine or natural medicine is all, you know, garbage, and the others who think the exact opposite. And so we're kind of in the middle. You know, we're trying to make, you know, we're not against chemotherapy, but you know, we want to make it more effective and lower the doses so there's less destruction to the rest of the body, and just a wide variety of things. And so we've gotten a lot of attention, and it's been very, very informative. I mean, I'm not paid to do this. I mean, this is not a job. I just do it because I feel like it, and I feel good about it. And
well,
my sister's not paid either. I mean, she's the webmaster. She controls the whole thing. I know
now
how to turn the computer on. That's about it.
You could just buy things in the grocery store that can actually help your health. And
you absolutely. Oh, no, there's no question about it.
Now,
you know,
pomegranate juice sounds like...
pomegranate juice is a great treatment, believe it or not. I don't know if your listeners will believe what I'm about to say. But there's documented evidence, and we've written about it on our blogs, is a great treatment for prostate cancer. It's not only preventative. There's a big difference between preventing disease and treating disease. And pomegranate juice does both, because it has these components in it, these flavonoids, that, you know, are very, very effective. And, you know, I love pomegranate juice, you know, so it's not like a big stretch to drink it. And now how much you have to drink, I have no idea. You know, no one's decided that yet. But, yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. Absolutely.
So it doesn't only help, it sounds to me like it doesn't only help the prostate cancer, but it could help possibly other types of cancer.
It could. Yes, absolutely it could. It's simply a question of getting the scientists to do the research. And to do the research, that requires money. And in many cases, they can't get the money. It's not sexy. Let's be realistic about it. It's not sexy. And but, you know, it could be very, very effective. You know, and no one's going to pay for it.
And the pharmaceutical companies wouldn't want us to drink pomegranate juice versus a
pharmaceutical
pill.
Companies don't want you to do anything.
Now, you also have, you said you can also purchase pomegranate wine from a number of suppliers.
Yeah, Bargetto's has pomegranate wine. They just called me. They called me 3 days ago and go, you haven't bought any wine in a long time. I went, I've been sick. I said, do you have any pomegranate wine? He goes, yeah. I went, to think about it. Yeah, they make pomegranate wine. You know, Bargetto's is in Santa Cruz.
Right. I actually once had a store, and their daughter-in-law does beautiful photography, and that's how I was introduced to them, because she actually does.
What, Bargetto's?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a great winery. I have my second bachelor's degree from UC Santa Cruz, so when my friends would come, I'd always take them to Bargetto's for wine tasting. And we'd always drink fruit wine. That and an old lullaberry wine, which I also like. And if you put them over ice cream, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
That sounds
great.
Over ice cream. Mm. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So what can be really done about losing the hair? Are there some herbs that you can kind of share with us at this point?
Well, I can tell you that the four components in the book are melatonin, caffeine, believe it or not, EGCG, which is from a very strong green tea. It's not from the green tea that you can buy from a company called Tia Vigo. And Tia Vigo sells very concentrated EGCG. And the other one is L-carnitine, which you can buy anywhere. And
that's just an amino acid, huh?
No, it's not an amino acid.
L-carnitine from your
L-carnitine is not an amino acid. L-carnitine is involved in fat metabolism, and why it works on hair follicles, I have no idea. But it does work. And so I wrote this thing up, and I said, okay, here's your four components that you can use to have your hair grow. And, you know, we've gotten feedback. It's on the Amazon.com website, you know, feedback that says it works. Yeah, I know it works. And I'm not making this up. You know, in the book, as you guys know, because you've got copies of the book, it's all documented as to where you go to PubMed to read exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not faking this, you know. And the point is that there's tons of information on the Internet that can help people for a wide variety of things that they don't have to pay very much money for. And, you know, I'm not selling these things. I don't sell any of that stuff. And, you know, it just, that's what it is. And melatonin, of course, is a sleep hormone. But melatonin also, it's documented in the book, you know, they know how it works on the hair follicles. And you know, even people who are completely bald can grow hair back again, because that doesn't mean their hair follicles are dead. It means they're inactive. Okay. You can reactivate them.
I know taking some types of medicine will make people's hair fall out. So.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that. Yeah, especially if you have chemotherapy, your hair is going to fall out.
Right.
But that means it destroyed the hair follicles.
And
but the hair follicle, as soon as you stop the chemotherapy, your hair follicles come back. I mean, your hair grows back again.
And then there's the high blood pressure medicine that makes hair grow. My mother,
really?
Yes, my mother took this high blood pressure medicine. She started growing hair on her arms and everywhere.
No, I wasn't aware of that. That's a new one.
Now, zinc. Do you recommend everyone to take a daily dose of zinc?
Yes, I do. 50 milligrams of zinc. 50 milligrams of zinc. Zinc is absolutely critically important for your entire immune system. And we are deficient in zinc. We're deficient in lots of things. And zinc is critical. And again, I've written about this in blogs, you know, that if you don't have enough zinc in your body, your immune system is going to slowly fail. And this is absolutely true. You know, again, it's all documented. And there's tons of it. There's tons of studies on this. And, yeah, zinc is very important. But you want to take a zinc that's bioavailable, you know, such as zinc sulfate or something like that. And yeah, you're absolutely right, zinc.
And it helps, it says pro-inflammatory, so it helps.
Well, that's debatable, you know. Zinc is, it plays so many roles. It improves your immune system. If your immune system is activating, then you're going to have an inflammation reaction. And there's nothing wrong with that, unless it's long-term. You don't want that. You want a short-term reaction. But it requires zinc. You know, it's absolute zinc. Zinc, there are tons and tons of proteins in your body. That's not exactly a great scientific term, tons and tons, but, you know, I went to Berkeley, so that's how we talk. Anyway, they're called zinc fingers, which means they have to have zinc to function. And if you don't have enough zinc in your body, they're not going to function. So you're going to be in trouble big time. And they call it dink fingers. I mean, this is just really common. And everybody thinks, you know, oh no, I have my own diet. I'm fine. I have enough zinc. You don't know how much zinc you have. You know, so it's not rocket science to take, you know, a single 50 milligram zinc tablet or, you know, capsule a day. It's simple and it's not expensive. It's very, very inexpensive. It's just something to keep you alive.
Dr. Martin, what about people that have the inability to digest protein properly? Would that zinc maybe assist them?
Well, zinc isn't a protein.
No, I didn't say that. You know, the protein in the person's body, if they have trouble digesting protein properly,
I really don't know what you would do if you couldn't do that. I do know that the intestinal tract is dependent on two factors, which people really kind of overlook. One of them is vitamin D, and the other one is calcium, which goes with vitamin D. And the other one is, I can't remember. Sorry. glutamine. The amino acid glutamine. And if you don't have enough of this in your body, and glutamine gets depleted very quickly if you're sick, you are not going to be able to absorb things. Now, whether you can digest them, you know, in your intestines and stomach, I don't know. I mean, that's a totally different story. I haven't really thought about that. But taking them up into your body is the critical issue. And
turmeric. Do you ever recommend turmeric? I know that.
Well, turmeric is no. We recommend curcumin. Curcumin is the dye in turmeric. Turmeric is a spice, and curcumin is a dye. That's the yellow color in turmeric, and that's the one that has the medical value. But it's not bioavailable, which means you have to dissolve it in fat. And what our recommendation is, and I've written, I don't know how many essays on this, is that you dissolve it in coconut oil, because coconut oil is very toxic to cancer cells. And again, there's people who do not get this. They think that's a big joke. It's not a joke. The coconut oil contains a huge amount of something called lauric acid, which is a very short-term fatty acid, which cancer cells hate. It fries them. And so, you know, there's some people, though, who can't take, they just can't stand coconut milk. Okay. Coconut oil is a great thing to cook with, by the way. Whether it's organic or not organic, you know, it's a great thing. It doesn't really have any taste. And it's a great thing to cook with. And it's much healthier than any of the omega-6 oils, such as soy, corn, and safflower, which are should not have in your diet anymore. Those are very bad.
I use olive oil, so.
Olive oil's fine. Peanut oil is okay.
Does the olive oil support your health as readily as the coconut oil does?
Well, there's a mix. Olive oil is an omega-9 oil, and there's nothing wrong with it. But it's got its own, there are a few problems, but they're not major. I used to tell people not to use it, and people used to get very mad at me, which is common. I've given up being paranoid. So I'm telling people, just use olive oil. I mean, I've got lots of olive oil in the house. You know, I buy good olive oil. And whether it's extra virgin or not, doesn't make any difference. You know, it's good oil.
So if you take the curcumin, would you recommend taking like a teaspoon of the coconut oil right afterwards to help it?
No, you have to mix it in the oil first.
Oh, okay.
No, you have to buy the curcumin. Curcumin can be purchased in bulk from a variety of sources on the internet. And, you can buy it in kilogram, 2.2 pounds at a time. You know, it's the cheapest way to do it. But you have to understand that it's a dye, so you're going to get orange fingers. You have to be careful. No, I'm not. I'm serious. You know, it's a dye, and there are some people who just can't stand that. You know, I got orange all over my fingers. Anyway, I'm sorry. Wear gloves.
Well, people get orange on their fingers from eating Cheetos.
That's a very good point. Thank you for telling me that. That's my new retort when people ask me that.
Oh, my gosh.
So what do you, we were talking about the omega vitamins. Do you believe in taking fish oil?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, omega-3 oils are great. Flax oil, fish oil, they're all great. We don't have enough of that. We have very few people. A lot of people don't even like any kind of fish. Me, I can't get enough of it. But, you know, I mean, you know, but any kind of fish. The best fish are tuna. And if you're gonna buy tuna, you want to buy it in oil, and you want to use the oil. Don't pour off the oil, because the oil extracts the omega-3 oils from the tuna. Another one what is it called? Well, there's a number of fishes that
probably salmon's good, isn't it?
Salmon is fantastic. Yes, it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Sardines, that's the one I was thinking about. Sardines are full of it, you know, and sardines are very cheap.
And
so,
they have
calcium. Pardon me?
They have a lot of calcium also.
Yeah, if you say so, I don't know.
Now, there's a product recently that I ran across on the internet that I really dearly love, and it's called Flax Lignans. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, flax lignans, this is what happened. Somebody sent me, because we have so many people who read our blogs, and I get so many people sending me emails saying, and they, which is really sweet because they go, I know you know this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Well, 90% of the time, I don't know it, you know, so tell me. And they're saying, I found this article on flax lignans and breast cancer. And I went, what? So I checked it out. And what they did was they standardized. You have to understand that flax lignans are only made in the intestines. So what you're talking about really are pre-lignans. It's called SDG. And SDG is in the whole of the flax seed. And the germ, the entire part, is not part of the equation here. I mean, it's very healthy, but that's not what we're dealing with. So what happened is they... I looked into this, and they standardized, they had the flax that they had, and this is in Canada, they had the flax standardized, and they made muffins, and they fed these postmenopausal women, all of which had breast cancer, and they fed them one muffin a day. And if they didn't eat all the muffin, they had to save it. So they had to completely, carefully analyze exactly how much they got into their body. And within 30 days, these women who had breast cancer, their breast cancer went down by 30-some percent in 30 days. Now, the women who were HER2 positive, which is the thing that terrifies any woman with breast cancer, that's the one that the drug Herceptin is used to treat, that went down by 70-some percent. That is phenomenal. And the press didn't do anything about it. No one picked it up. So I wrote a press release, and I sent it out, and everything went nuts. I was getting calls thinking that I had done the research, and I kept saying, I didn't. I just wrote the press release. I'm just trying to get people to understand there are things you can do for yourself, which are natural, and they don't cost you anything, and they don't hurt you. But the problem was that you have to have a standardized version of these lignans, these pre-lignans. And you can't just go to the store and say, "Okay, I bought flaxseed, and now I'm going to be healthy now, right?" And went, "No," because you don't know how much of the pre-lignans are in there. There's no way to do it. There's no way to analyze it. So, I got in touch because I wrote this. I got all these emails. I got in touch with a company, which is actually a company who Taz knows all about. And they're an AIDS nonprofit organization who sells a pre-lignan flax product that they purchase from this guy in North Dakota, and this guy is a real piece of work. He is a farmer. He grows flax, and he figured out how to extract the flax hulls, which has got all the pre-lignans in it, from the germ, and concentrate it, really, really concentrated. And, excuse me, and he sells it, but he also sells it to this AIDS organization, you know, which we have recommended on our website and our blogs, that you go there and you buy that, because that is the highest concentration. Because we have problems with people who are claiming that, you know, with companies, and we challenged them, me and another scientist, we challenged them to give us the data sheets on exactly how much of this stuff is in your product, and they would never provide it. So we blew them off. You know, they're not interested. But the North Dakota people sent us the analysis from the University of North Dakota, and so we knew that it was there. We knew that, you know, they weren't joking. Anybody who tells you it's got 125 milligrams of this in every batch is lying to you, because it's never the case. It's always a range, you know, it's like from 90 to, you know, 130 or something like that. You know, you can never, it's never the same. And it's based on the batch. So, so this stuff, excuse me, this stuff now it's getting more and more interesting. The methyljasminate, which we recommend, which is a plant defense hormone, there was a paper published, which, you know, again, we wrote about it in the blog, saying that if you block the activity of this signal pathway called, it's called inositol IPG, IPG AKT, and if you block that, then it tremendously enhances the effect of the methyljasminate in a wide variety of cancers and leukemias. And it turns out that that's exactly what methyljasminate will, that's exactly what these flax lignans will do. However, if you're taking a large amount of antibiotics that kill the bacteria in your intestines, and it's only certain strains of bacteria that you're dealing with here, we're not talking about your, you know, all of them. So taking probiotics is not going to help you. There's nothing wrong with taking probiotics, but it's not going to help you with this. Then you can't convert the SDG, which is the pre-lignin, into the actual lignin, which goes into the body, and that's the one that's toxic, you know, to the cancer cells and leukemia cells. So it evolves over time. I mean, you know, we get feedback from people, we write about it, and you know, and it's you know.
Oh,
it's,
I would
it's
think
great.
It would help. I would think it would help people with heart conditions too.
It might. You never know what it's going to do. I mean, I had somebody call me and tell me that the methyljasminate, I didn't even know this woman. I had no idea who she was. Her husband bought it for one of his conditions. She took it, and she says, my chronic fatigue syndrome went away.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking, how? Because I don't know how. All I know is I've had it for 10 years, and it's gone. I have no idea how it worked. Now, there is evidence in the literature that, you know, we know that, you know, this plant defense hormone affects the immune system, but it doesn't hurt normal cells. But maybe it does something to overactive cells, and there's evidence that that's exactly what happens with a lot of people who have chronic fatigue, and also fibromyalgia as well. And so I've had a number of responses now, and I have a number of people who are now, we call them Curacella mice, who are now, you know, testing this on themselves. So I'm very excited about this, because one of my best friends in my entire life, his life is completely ruined because he sleeps 18, 19 hours a day. And he has chronic fatigue syndrome, and there's nothing anybody can do for him. And his depression is so bad, I can barely talk to me on the phone, and it's breaking my heart. And so...
Well, there's so many different theories on what causes that.
Yeah, I know there are, and I don't, you know, I can't sit, you know, I've spent many hours looking through the scientific literature on PubMed, trying to find out if I could find something of interest. But, you know, some people say one thing and somebody says the exact opposite. So you don't know. All I know is what these people are reporting to me. And, you know, it was a complete surprise to me because I had no idea that, you know, I was going to get this kind of information. So I'm very encouraged about this. It makes you just want to scream, you know, because I'm so excited because, you know, if for nothing else, I want to help my friend who I've known for 35 years.
I had to miss because I had to pick up the phone at the studio here. So you were talking about what kind of health condition?
What kind of health condition?
It was chronic fatigue.
Chronic fatigue, okay.
Yeah, you were talking about chronic fatigue syndrome, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to let people know that we have all kinds of phone calls on this side. And Dr. Stephen Martin, he is Group Kurosawa's chief scientist, and he has written a compelling new book, If You Can Cook, You Can Make Powerful Topical Remedies for Hair Loss, Pain, and Herpes Infections. And his website is ifyoucancook.com. And so I hope you can remember that. So it's ifyoucancook.com. And
that's just the website for the book. That's not the website for the major organization.
But the major organization would be groupkurosawas.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so let's spell this because it's like the word group.
I know. It's called, yeah. We should never have done this.
I know.
It's called... People say, you mean groupie? I said, yeah, basically, yeah. It's called GROUPPEKUROSAWA.com. And there's two big databases there of free essays that people can spend the next 10 years of their life reading because there's 1,500 essays on there, and they're all free. You don't have to pay anything. And, you know, if people have questions, they can post comments to the essays. Those essays will, you know, those comments will get to me, and I will get to them as soon as I can humanly get to them. And if they have a critical issue, they can call me, because I don't charge, you know, people unless they, you know, want me to. I do consulting, but I don't make people pay just to talk to me.
Okay.
And so anyway.
Are there any questions, Taz? Have anybody ask any questions?
Well, they were we talked about flax lignans, but we didn't give out the website. And there is a website called AIDSHIVAwareness.org, and there you can pick up the flax lignans, and half of their profits actually go to Africa?
Yeah, they're a nonprofit organization run by a Christian ministry. They're wonderful people. They're fantastic people.
And
I've known them for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're very sweet to me. You know, they.
They're sweet to everybody. They're very special. And the product, the flax lignans, is incredible. I've been using the formula. I've been very, very pleased with it. So, okay. So again, the website that we just need to give out again is groupkurosawa.com, and that's looks like groupie, GROUPPE, and then Kurosawa is KUROSAWA.com. And
right, group Kurosawa is all one word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, just recently there's been a big push on vitamin D for heart condition. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah, vitamin D. No, vitamin D is one of the big issues I've written about extensively. The problem is that we don't have enough vitamin D in our body. And people say, well, I tell you, drink milk. Yeah, but that's vitamin D2, and it's in very low concentrations. You need vitamin D3, which you can buy, but that is not biologically active. It has to go through two more steps to be active. So here's what's interesting. If you take flax, these flax products, like Taz was talking about, and you combine them with vitamin D, you're going to enhance the effectiveness of the vitamin D, because the flax products block something called, you know, this means nothing to your listeners. It means something called nuclear factor kappa beta, which is a major pro-inflammatory hormone, which blocks the formal activation of the vitamin D. And so people will always, you know, your doctor's saying, oh, you can't have too much vitamin D because, you know, it's very bad and your bones will all break down. I said, that's baloney. we're not talking about pharmaceutical-grade vitamin D. We're talking about stuff you buy in a store, and it has to be in an oil formula. If you buy it in a tablet, forget it. It's an oil. It's only soluble in oil. So you have to buy a capsule, and you should take vitamin A with it. And
oh,
if
okay.
you, yeah. Now, they've had studies showing that 400 micrograms, milligrams or something, I forgot, of vitamin D, you know, it's not helpful to do anything for disease. Well, there's been plenty of studies saying you need, it's international units, I'm sorry. And there are plenty of studies showing you need at least 2,000 if you don't need more. And it's not going to hurt you. And here's another thing. One of the biggest predictors of breast cancer is a lack of vitamin D. And the reason is that vitamin D can, that is part of the equation. The other part of the equation is melatonin. Melatonin, which is only made at night in the total darkness. I mean total darkness. If you don't have that in your body, you're also going to develop breast cancer. And that's not, you know, that's been completely documented. And they show people who work the night shift, women who work the night shift have a much higher, and men also get breast cancer, by the way. This is, a lot of people don't even understand that. It's going to tremendously increase the incidence of breast cancer. Vitamin D is another one that does so many things for your body. It's so important. It improves your gastrointestinal tract and everything else, but you have to take it in an oil capsule. You can't take it in a pill. You buy pills and go, this has got vitamin C and vitamin D in it, and it's a little capsule. It's a little pill. Forget it. Throw it away. Go out and buy capsules with, you know, little oil capsules, you know. And they're not expensive.
And you take it with the flax.
Yeah, I strongly recommend you take it with flax.
And vitamin A.
Yeah, vitamin A. You know, and how many international units of vitamin A? Probably at least 20,000. And people, you know, I go through this all the time. I mean, I'm reading these articles, and I'm somebody will, you know, I'm reading the scientific studies, and then someone calls me and says, well, my doctor says you're taking too much vitamin A. I said, well, how much are you taking? And then going, well, I'm taking that. And I said, why do they think that's too much? It's vitamin A. If you eat too much fish, do they think you're going to fall over and die? You know, that's not the case.
Well,
they don't have enough of this stuff in their body.
Well, and there's such a scare. People are scared to be out in the sun now, and that's where you're getting your vitamin D.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We're not talking about melanoma. We're talking about getting a little sun, and it only works in certain parts of the year, where you have you've got to get some vitamin D in your body. And the best way to get vitamin D is to go out and pull your, you know, arms up and, you know, put on some shorts and go out and get some sun exposure. That's not going to give you melanoma. You know, you'd have to be baking yourself for a long time to get melanoma due to that. In fact, people who get melanoma, they've never been exposed to the sun. So, I mean, that again, is another moot point.
Well, for example, my mother, all her life, it's worked out in the yard, and she's 85 years old. She falls all the time now, and her bones are very strong, and I think it's from her being out in the yard so much.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Get outside. Get some sun. Sun is very, very healthy. You know, I'm not talking about going out and having your, you know, like I said, you know, I don't mean to be sarcastic here, but don't, you know, we're not talking about baking yourself. We're talking about people who need to be exposed to these things, so to these sun rays, and so they can stay healthy. And if you can't do that, then you're going to have to take these oil-based pills, which are not expensive. And, you know, I don't know what more I can say about it. It's just very important. And the literature on this is massive. And it's, you know, you can make 25,000 international units of vitamin D in your skin within an hour. If you, you know, you're out in this, you know, serious sun. Everybody does that. Is that going to kill you? No. It's not going to do anything. Because, number one, the vitamin D that you're making is vitamin D3. It's not active unless it's converted through various different enzymatic processes to the active vitamin D, you know. And so there's all this misinformation out there that scares people. And that's too bad. I mean, it's, you know, there's nothing I can do. And there are people, you know, who call me, you know, they're almost in tears. And I'm saying, I'm trying to explain to you, it's okay to go into the sun. It's good to go into the sun.
Well, there's
now,
children.
Frying yourself in the sun is another story.
Well, there's children that are deficient in vitamin D now.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. That, you know, this is, you know, everybody is deficient in vitamin D. I have my vitamin D capsules. I have my vitamin A, you know, and I take them all the time. I don't get a lot of sun. You know, I'm on the computer all the time. You know, I don't get a lot of sun.
How much vitamin A and how much vitamin D per day, then, are we looking at?
We're talking about, in my opinion, you know, the recommendation I've had is that you need at least 2,000 international units of vitamin D, and that's nothing. Because, like I said, you know, there's studies showing that you can get, you can build 25,000 international units of vitamin D in your skin in an hour by being in the sun. And, you know, people don't die from that.
Wow.
As far as vitamin A is concerned, 5,000 international units, I would say.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how that's how they're sold. They're sold by international units.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, you talked about melatonin. What if someone isn't sleeping? I mean, would it be a good idea to take melatonin or something?
Yeah, you know, yeah. At least three milligrams of melatonin a night.
That will
put you to sleep.
The 3 milligrams?
Yeah, 3 milligrams will. Now,
that'll,
if you have cancer, you would have to have a much higher dose. I mean, up to 50 milligrams. And there are studies on this, too. There's lots of studies on melatonin. And the studies are endless. And again, nobody talks about it. It's just kind of boring. You know, it's just not sexy. And pardon me?
For support, would someone just take the melatonin, like 3 milligrams, at least if they didn't have cancer? Would that be supportive?
Yeah, especially if you're not getting a full night's sleep, even a night light or a light outside your house
mm-hmm.
can block the melatonin, normal melatonin synthesis. Now, there were stories in the New York Times about this. About the link between a lack of melatonin and breast cancer, and these doctors were saying, "Oh no, you know you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you know you've got to change your work habits and just take a pill." And they were saying, "Oh no, that's very bad because that will shut off normal melatonin synthesis." They don't have any normal melatonin synthesis; it's not there. Just take the pill. It's 3 milligrams. It costs nothing. You can buy it in Safeway, you know, or any drugstore. Just take the pill. It will make you very tired, and you will go to sleep. It helps you sleep, and it keeps you healthy. And here's another thing. You'll love this. It is a natural estrogen blocker. It not only blocks the effect of estrogen on its own receptors, which is what tamoxifen does, which is an anti-cancer drug. It also blocks the effect of the enzyme, I forgot what it's called, that converts testosterone to estrogen, which is what they use for postmenopausal women, you know, and aromatase, that's it, aromatase. Aromatase inhibitors are very, very toxic. And, you know, there are a lot of women who have gone through that who have gotten very, very sick. And melatonin does it by itself. So, I mean, it's a wonderful natural medicine.
So if somebody's taking estrogen, if a woman's taking estrogen, then the melatonin would actually block it.
That's right. You're right. If she's taking estrogen forget the melatonin. It isn't going to help.
Okay. Because I know, you know, when women get hysterectomies, or they usually give them estrogen.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, you don't want to take melatonin. It's not going to, you know, it's going to work. It's going to be contraindicated, as they say. And it's not going to be very helpful.
Now, I was reading about marijuana. Actually, people smoke marijuana to help with pain and help, you know, their
mm-hmm.
stomachs be able to digest. But you said, or I read it somewhere, that they found that marijuana actually can help brain cancer.
Marijuana is the THC in marijuana, and probably some other components, it's not just one, are very powerful anti-cancer agents. And I mean that, I cannot emphasize that enough. This is not about pain. This is not about an anti-nausea drug. They are toxic to cancer cells, and they know exactly why, because they activate something called the ceramide pathway. Ceramide pathway is what's called a toxic lipid, and it's called a death lipid. And another thing about marijuana is that it gets into your brain. And people all worry about, you know, they have all these artificial forms of marijuana now, you know, and everyone's afraid that if someone gets high, you know, that's terrible. Well, people drink alcohol. I mean, what difference does it make? And these things will get in your brain, and they will activate the ceramide pathway, and they will kill your brain cancer cells. I'm not making this up. Again, it's all documented in the blogs, which are all free. And you just have to do a search, and you'll find what you want. And so it's like I was talking to somebody from Amsterdam, where you can buy it in coffee shops. And his wife really did very well. He said to me, what's the first thing you would do? I said, go buy some marijuana. And he goes, what? And I said, go buy some marijuana. He goes, why? And I told him, I said, read the essays. I said, I'm not making this up. I didn't do the studies. The studies are mostly done in Spain. They're not done in the United States. They can't get any funny to do it in the United States. And she got really better. I mean, she had breast cancer. She had serious breast cancer, but it was metastasized to her brain. And she, you know, last time I talked, she was doing quite well. And she's just token up a storm. Now, I should go on record as saying I've never smoked marijuana in my whole life. I can't even stand the smell of the stuff. But, you know, I can read the articles, and that's all I'm talking about. And so now that the Barack administration has said that the feds are not going to pick on marijuana pharmacies in states where it's legal, then people have a hope for maybe talking their doctors into, you know, giving them a prescription for it, even if they're not nauseous, which they're going to be eventually if they have cancer, to maybe see if it works for them. It's worth a try.
Yes.
You know?
So, have you been studying anything new lately?
I'm studying things new every day of my life.
I would imagine. That was a silly question, wasn't it?
Oh, let's just pick something that maybe surprised you when you were studying it.
Oh, all right. Here's my favorite one now. I don't know if I've talked to Tess about this. Prozac. This is a hoot. Somebody sent me this and said, you better look into this. They always do that. They always say, you better look into this. And so I looked into it, and they said Prozac enhances the effectiveness of 5 different categories of chemotherapeutic drugs by 10 to 100 times. Prozac, the antidepressant drug, which is what's called a serotonin uptake inhibitor. Well, why does it do it? Well, they found out why it does it. Again, it's an inhibitor of something. It blocks the pumps, the activity of the pumps that pump these drugs in as fast as they come out. I'm sorry, as fast as they come in, they pump them out. And Prozac blocks all that. And they know now why, because it blocks a genetic factor. And my God, Prozac can be administered by any, you can get a prescription from any doctor for Prozac. And so, again, I wrote about it, and I've gotten a lot of response from it. And Prozac, just in normal doses, I mean, it's not overdosed or anything, normal doses enhances the effect of these chemotherapeutic drugs. Now, it doesn't mean it enhances the effect of all chemotherapeutic drugs, but in these five categories, including Taxol, which is the major drug for treatment of breast cancer and ovarian cancer, and doxorubicin, which is a treatment for everything. I mean, everybody gets doxorubicin. It's also called adriamycin and a bunch of others. And I'm just incredibly excited about this, And it's like I'm wired out of my mind over this Prozac chemo relationship, and also about the flax lignans, which are completely natural. Now, Prozac isn't going to hurt anybody. We're not talking about high doses. We're talking about just normal doses. And it's like I said, I wrote about it. It's all documented. They know the dose. They know exactly how it works. And it has tremendous potential to help people.
You could actually lessen the chemo.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. It can drop the chemo dose. So the dose is not so toxic to people. And, right now what happens when you have chemotherapy is they give you this huge dose. And they give you this huge dose because they know you become resistant very soon. So they have to do whatever they can. I don't blame them at all. I understand exactly what they're trying to do. And they're doing it as fast as possible so they can, kill as much of the cancer as they possibly humanly can. Well, if they could use Prozac, they wouldn't have to use these. And these huge doses are very toxic to normal cells, by the way, as you guys know.
Right.
And you could drop the dose substantially and still get a really good effect and block the formation of the resistance. Now, there's different kinds of resistance, but one of the major ones is these pumps. And it just has tremendous potential. But you have to talk a physician, an oncologist, who are very difficult to deal with. And I'm not being sarcastic. I'm just being honest. They're very difficult to deal with. And to say this, and I tell people, print out the articles that are on the website. Print it. Take it to the doctor and say, I want Prozac with the chemo. That's all you have to say. If they go, oh, that's ridiculous, then get another doctor.
Yeah.
Because that's, it's your life. You do what you want with it.
What do you do about nausea? Is there anything to help people with this nausea?
With nausea?
Yeah.
Other than marijuana?
Yeah.
No, I'm really not. I don't really know that much about nausea.
Okay.
Well, I have a friend that went to Mexico and for her cancer, and they gave her a really light dose of chemo, and it seemed to work. So I'm just, as you're saying this, I just wonder if they knew this theory down there. Because the lighter dose of chemo worked as well as the big doses that she was getting up here.
Yeah, no, I don't have any question with that. I don't have any problem with that. It's a question of, did they give her something else with
it?
Yeah,
yeah.
And I don't know that.
So I'm curious.
You always have to ask that question. What else did you take?
Yeah. So I'm curious, and I'm going to do a little research on the side here.
No. Let me know if you find out something.
Sure. So there's, I bet you're in on the computer 10, 12 hours a day, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm back on the computer now. I've been off it for 12 days because I've had viral pneumonia, and I've been very, very sick. And I'm, as you can tell by my voice, I'm not exactly sound sick anymore. And so I'm now enthusiastic, and I'm back ready to go, as they say.
Oh, great.
And I don't spend 12 hours on. I spend 8 to 10. I'm on it all the time. I just love doing it. I just love, I have to balance my financial health with doing consulting with my blogs.
Well, you're welcome, Dr. Steve Martin.
Because I want to write the blogs more than I want to do anything else, and the blog essays. And,
okay. But we need to let people know about your book, too. And the
book that's fine.
A lot of wonderful things in there. And, I mean, you talk about books 2, 3, and 4. Have they been?
No, they're not going to be published. I don't have time.
Okay.
I don't have the energy.
Okay.
But no. There is all the information that I was going to publish in these other books will be published in what's called the Quality of Life blog, which is on the website. And that hasn't been updated for since last August, but that's going to change too. You know, now that my health is bad, it's not bad, it's better. You know, it's back to normal. That information will go on there. That is a private blog. That's not free, but it'll all be published on there. There's all kinds of stuff on there.
So how do people get to that part of the blog?
They just go to the home page. It's right on there.
Okay. So
everything's on the home page.
So the home page is Groupie.
Yeah.
Groupie. GROUPPEKUROSAWA.com.
.com. That's correct. That's where it is.
Okay. And we're talking with Dr. Steve Martin. He is the chief scientist for Group Curacao.
You should have never used that name. You should have thought of something else.
But it's unique. No one else will use it.
Well, yeah, it's unique, but people go, what does that mean? And go, it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, you just made up the name. It doesn't stand for anything.
No, we made up the name because we liked the director. I was going to call it Kurosawa.com, but that name was taken. I couldn't use it.
Okay.
And I love his movies. I love Seven Samurais, things like that. I love the concept of death before dishonor, you know, and I'm an old military guy. And it just, it stuck. And once it stuck, we just couldn't get rid of it. And people have said to me, this is a very hard name to remember. I said, I know, but we're stuck with it now. We're done with it. I mean, there's nothing we can do.
We've got about 2.5 minutes or so. Is there something that you'd like to say that we haven't covered? And you know what? There is so much to talk about.
Oh, I know. How about DMSO?
What about it?
What can it be used for?
Well, DMSO is classically used for arthritis. And, lots of people, lots of athletes use DMSO. But we don't recommend 100% DMSO in liquid form. Actually, it's 99%. Because number one, people buy the wrong stuff and they get stuff that's industrial DMSO, which is not really good for you. And the second part is that it can burn your skin. And so we recommend the 70% DMSO formulation, which is available, again, which we have on our website, which we don't sell. It's available from naturalremedies.com, which sells it. And I know the guy who makes this stuff. It's very, very gentle. And we use that for dissolving things like methyl jasminate and a variety of other things. And it's fine. I mean, I've stuck it up my nose. I won't tell you where else I stuck it because I'm too embarrassed. But it doesn't hurt anything. But DMSO is very useful. You know, it's not a cure for cancer. I mean, I've read books on the miracles of DMSO, and they make wild claims that they can't back up. You know, but it's got some. Number one, it's got a very large amount of sulfur in it, and that's another thing we're deficient in, is sulfur. Beyond that, we're deficient in calcium, zinc, and a wide variety of other elements. We're also deficient in sulfur. Sulfur is not in most foods. It's in eggs. And it's in a variety of other things, but it's not in anything. So the sulfur is very important. And that's probably why it works on arthritis, because you need the sulfur for, joint functioning. So
do you sell products on your website?
No.
No, okay.
I sell methyl jasminate if people want it. But there's no button to click for it. People have to ask me for it. And if you want it, I want to know what you want to use it for. And because I use it for a skin cream that I developed called Skin Alive, which is fantastic, which we're developing, which is completely unique. It's not a lotion. It actually changes the barrier function of your skin, and takes cracked skin and turns it into normal almost overnight. It works on arthritis. It works on eczema. It works on psoriasis. It's fantastic stuff. But it's not commercially available, but it will be.
When will it be available?
Oh,
probably within a year.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is so great. Thank you for being with us. We are on the edge. We need to leave. But head to Dr. Steve Martin's website. It's group. Kurosawa.com, and that's like, it looks like groupie. It's G-R-O-U-P-P-E.
Then, I'll never live this down.
K-U-R-O. And it's K-U-R-O-S-A-W-A.com.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And if you want to find out more about him and you don't have a pencil and paper with you right now, go on the TazandPaulaShow.com, and we have the information there.
And the podcast soon. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks, guys. Great talking
thank
to you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
It's been fun. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is the Taz and Paula Show. You've just listened to